So I want to start out my sermon this morning. Is anybody here? Did you make a New Year's resolution this year? Do you have any New Year's resolutions that you made? Not many. So how are you doing on those New Year's resolutions? New Year's resolutions. Good? Not so good? Not so good. Now, admittedly, I don't always make New Year's resolutions. Some years I might make one or maybe two. Then I'd forget what they were, let alone follow through on them. Round about the end of the first week, or maybe the sixth or the seventh, the guilt would set in, and then that would hold me through the rest of the year. Now, New Year's resolutions always seem to hold a negative energy for me. It was always about correcting bad behavior that I regretted, or giving up something or other that I liked or loved. And I began to notice when I was preparing for my sermon this morning, have you ever realized that our New Year's resolutions are usually about helping ourselves and not someone else? It's usually about us rather than helping another. And some of the top New Year's resolutions this year are about losing weight or working out more, quitting smoking or quitting drinking, getting out of debt, doing a better job, getting a better job, getting more organized, managing one's stress better. Making New Year's resolutions always reminds me of that reality TV show, Extreme Makeover. Has anybody ever watched Extreme Makeover? It's a show, for those of you who haven't seen it, where a crew of gifted craftsmen and women, designers and local volunteers come bearing their many gifts and skills as they help make over someone's home and lives in the process. Meanwhile, while all of that is going on, the family is sent away to a spa or a hotel or sometimes Disney World or what have you. And after a few days, after a lot of heavy lifting and hard work for the visiting crew and volunteers, the tasks on their lists of things to do complete, it's time for the family to return home. But as they pull up in the limo, they see this big touring bus completely blocking the front of their old house. Now, there is something that the family is asked to call out when they want to see their old house. For those of you who have watched it with me, what is it the family says when they pull up? Move that bus. I wonder if any of your New Year's resolutions have ever felt like what you were really going for was an extreme makeover. Not little tweaks, but a complete do-over of our lives. You know, it's a new year. We're motivated to redo our lives starting from the ground up, so we make a list of things we'd like to work on. Like the families in Extreme Makeover, wouldn't it be nice to have a gifted crew leading you and guiding you to renewed life back at home? Wouldn't that be nice to have people helping us get this renewed life? Now, the three wise men are such a gifted crew. And today is Epiphany Sunday. Now, Epiphany means manifestation or striking appearance or a vision of God. And today is the day when Christians traditionally remember and celebrate the revelation that God's Son was born as a human being in Jesus Christ, and we read about it today as it is seen through the eyes of the three wise men. Which sounds very theologically sound and very complicated. So what are we meant to learn from today's gospel reading? And why would God's Son be born as a human being? Is this somehow meant to be important to us and to humanity? Now, you have heard me preach many, many times about human beings being created in the Imago Dei, Latin for image of God. We are created to be the image of God in the world in which we live. So I want to parse that out a little bit this morning. Jesus was made human so that through the power of our faith, God is made real in our very lives. Therefore, our choices and the decisions we make, God is made manifest and makes an appearance in our world. Our faith is not some esoteric belief that we keep off on a shelf somewhere. Our faith in God made manifest through Jesus Christ, through this little newborn human baby boy, is supposed to call us to reflect that light into the world in which we live. There's a reason why God was created in our image. Since God was manifested in a tiny newborn baby boy, then humanity, you and I, have the potential and the capacity through our choices and our actions to express and actualize the divine. We have the capacity and the ability to express the divine in a world that desperately needs it. We can reflect the image of God within us into the world about us. So how do we exactly going about doing that? We can begin each day with three simple choices. The first choice, get up every morning, and even before getting out of bed, decide to give thanks. Decide to give thanks before you do anything else, before your feet even hit the floor. Decide to give thanks. Make the decision to see the day ahead as a gift instead of regretting the day past. Our lives are full of regret. Give thanks in that first conscious moment of the day for the chance to start fresh, to remodel your house of regret into one of thankfulness and praise. If you are worried about your health, give thanks for another day's opportunity of telling your family or friends how much you love them. If you were all too human yesterday, and who among us is not, and you quarreled or criticized unfairly and you hold regret in your heart, give thanks for another opportunity to make peace. As my mother used to say growing up, don't let the day close on an argument. Don't go to bed angry with one another. When you get up in the morning, notice the color in the light of the dawn. Look up. Take a moment to appreciate the beauty of creation outside your window on the way to work. Take a deep breath and feel God's presence beside you every moment of the day and the night. Number two, make someone smile. Now, I have to say, we are hardwired. When someone smiles at us, we smile back. Can't explain it. As I'm smiling at you this morning, most of you are smiling back. I haven't told a joke. I'm not particularly funny. But somehow a smile elicits a lightness and a smile in another. Pay attention to those at work. Notice a job well done, their dedication, and thank them for it. See, really see, the teller at the bank, the waitress at the restaurant, the stylist who's cutting your hair, the clerk at the store, and when they ask you how you are doing, stop and take a moment to connect. Smile as you ask them, "Oh, I'm fine, how are you?" All it takes is 1 second of intention. I cannot tell you how many times when I am out and about that a person is offering a service and the people who are given the gift of that service don't even give them eye contact, let alone a smile or a thank you and how are you. We are losing that connection between us when all we're focused on is the regret of the day past. I guarantee that if you offer that moment of connection, you will see a smile in return simply because of the rarity of your response. And let's be honest, couldn't we all use a compliment once in a while instead of a criticism? How nice would that be? While I was up north, I was shopping at a thrift store. I shop at thrift stores a lot. And I happened to notice this young couple that were standing in front of me at the line. I noticed the strained dynamic between the husband and wife as they were in the store. I noticed their clothes and the toddler in the cart and the small jackets on the counter and the way the young mother clutched her handful of bills in her hand. And in that moment, I decided if they came up short, I was going to make the difference. I could tell this was a hard time for this young family. And sure enough, as the clerk began to ring up the very meager little purchases on the counter, she was short. So she asked her friend, who was 2 aisles over, if she had any money, just $2, and her friend didn't have any. So I stepped up and said, "I have $2. I'll give you $2 for that." And I, you know me, I cry at the drop of a hat. I got emotional, and she smiled all the way down to her soul. That's how we give back. Pay attention to the people that surround you. Pay attention to the souls that share this space that we call life. We aren't meant to keep our eyes on the ground. We're meant to look up, to see one another in the gift that you all are to one another. Tell a joke or take the time to laugh at someone else's, even if it's not really funny. Be silly or appreciate the silliness in another. Smile at the woman that you always pass who walks her dog, at the child in the pew behind you or in front of you, at the lonely woman who never looks up when you pass her by. Number 3, this is a tough one. After 8 o'clock, I had many people tell me, "I can do 1, I can do 2, 3, not so much." Stop procrastinating. I can see there's some energy here about this. If there is something on your to-do list, putting it off till tomorrow will not make it go away. Newsflash. In some cases, it will only make it bigger or worse or harder to deal with. In the words of Pablo Picasso, only put off until tomorrow what you are willing to die having left undone. Don't wait until tomorrow to say I love you, because you may not get the chance. And waiting to apologize for a wrong you've committed will only make it harder to apologize. How many times did we hear that as little kids growing up? Don't put this off. It's only going to get harder if you wait until tomorrow. If you need to apologize, do it quickly. It's so much easier. And worrying will not add to the minutes of your day, but just might shorten the minutes of your life. And perfection is not worth the wait of procrastination. Perfection is not worth procrastinating on until you get it right. Like the 3 wise men or the magi, whom we might call astrologers or even magicians today, who had the ability to read portents in the stars, who came bearing gifts for Mary's newborn baby boy. Like the gifted men and women on Extreme Makeover, who bring their many gifts to the benefit of others. May you journey into this new year following the star in the east. May your choices at the start of your day reflect the image of God within you and to the world about you. And may all God's people say, Amen. Amen.